Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Now, there are two benefits to asking me your question on Twitter. Number one, I'll answer it. Imagine that. Number two, exposure. If I respond to you directly on Twitter, that goes out to over 50,000 Twitter followers, and if I do a podcast around your question, well, these get downloaded thousands of times a day, and getting your name out there is pretty cool. Today's question comes from Nathaniel Paul Lewis. Nathaniel Paul Lewis says, "Hey Ray, what questions would you ask a potential upline if you are the one that's reaching, reaching out instead of being recruited? Hashtag ask Ray." Well, you know, first of all, you want to have clear expectations. And, you know, for each person, it may be a little bit different. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, upline, I would ask them some questions on how I do business and just ask them, you know, how do you operate? How do you work with your downline? Do you have, you know, a training system in place? What is your system? Now, most uplines, I'll be honest, they don't even know the definition of system. They think a system is, well, that's where you just show the video and you follow up. That's not a system, okay? Most uplines, they don't know how to actually teach a system. I'm certainly not saying all, but I'm just saying a lot of them, they don't know what a system is. They think it's just about a transactional piece of prospecting, and that's not the case at all. And so, you know, you want to ask them, hey, if I perform, can I get more of your time, or how do you operate? And you may even, just for kicks, throw in a weird question in there, okay? Throw in a weird question, because one thing that I want to see is I want to see if they're hypey. I want to see if they're, you know, like if I say something like, hey, you know, is this something that, you know, I could call you every day if, you know, if I needed motivation, okay? If they say yes to that, I've just lost a lot of respect for them. Because they should absolutely say no to that, all right? So that's my definition of an upline, though. I want an upline that I don't need my bottom wiped, but I would like to reach out to them if I'm taking action. I would like to get their feedback and get that. So, you know, it's something that know that your upline does not dictate your success in any way, shape, or form. Great uplines have terrible downlines, have great uplines, and terrible uplines have, you know, great downlines and terrible ones, right? So it's just not a dictation of your success, but I just want to see what kind of person are they? What is their energy? What are they? Are they making promises that are kind of unrealistic? That's probably the biggest indicator for me. If someone's, you know, hyping me up, then, you know, I'm just going to turn them down. You know, I'm just not going to sign up with them. Me personally, I don't really interview uplines. It's not really my style. If someone introduced me to a deal, you know, I would, you know, get in with them and rock it out myself and figure it out. But that's just me. I'm a little different like that. As long as you're not putting too much power in the upline of your success, because here's the reality. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of my upline quit, you know, and that didn't mean I quit, or that didn't mean I boo-hooed and cried home. You know, I had to make it happen. So there's my feedback for you, my friend. Hopefully that helps you out. And, you know, if you guys ever have a, you know, feedback for me, feel free to hit me up on Twitter, at Ray Higdon, or you can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Ray Higdon page. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye-bye.